But we begin, as we do every Tuesday morning, by welcoming in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairperson Chris Bruns and Lincoln County Commissioner Kent Weems joining us as well to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Gentlemen, thank you for taking time for us.
Absolutely. Tristan, good morning. Good morning, everybody out there. Happy terrific Tuesday.
Yes, indeed. Commissioner Weems, the rain dances that you've been performing for us finally worked. But you must have done them a little too violently because it turned out to be some snow yesterday.
Well, it's not over yet.
No, it's not, thankfully.
It's kind of scary.
The power that Commissioner Weems has.
I turned that over to Walt Johnson last week. I can't take credit for this. I wish I could. I think it's all the prayers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, there's a lot of people were praying for rain, including us, every Monday.
Absolutely. Yeah. We definitely needed it. Fire conditions much less right now, obviously, and still need the moisture for those producers out there.
Yes, thank God.
Absolutely. Amen to that. Looking at the agenda, Commissioner Bruns, from yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, I would say a relatively routine agenda and relatively short agenda. Kind of reminds me of the days when Commissioner Weems was running the ship, had to schedule yeah. adjournment before 10 o'clock.
Exactly. On schedule.
Yeah, no, it was a fairly light agenda as far as our regular meeting went. I mean, a very busy week this past week and this week, too, with committee hearing. Committee meetings and a lot of the things that we do behind the scenes, but
budget
is coming up.
Big budget time. Workshop this
yeah.
week.
Yeah. Yep. So
a lot of work.
We've got a lot of work ahead of us.
One of the big items on the agenda, Commissioner Bruns, was a partnership between the county and the city. One of the many partnerships and one of the great examples of these two local governments working very well together.
Yeah. So we have a great partnership with the city of North Platte. We have a great relationship with all the villages and towns in the county. But we always look for ways where we can save the taxpayers some money, and this is one of those ways that we can maximize efficiencies, as Kent Weems likes to say. And
it's my buzzword.
I like it.
From 2017.
And so we were able to get some overlay projects done, and this was just kind of buttoning up the administrative stuff on the agenda yesterday. So
okay.
Yeah, we did have some good news, too, Tristan. Our new road superintendent starts early.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, he starts today,
yes.
this morning.
Kicks
really?
Off.
Yep. Yeah.
And when was he supposed to start originally?
Next week.
Next
really?
Week.
Really?
Yeah. He wrapped things up.
So we get ahead of schedule.
He wrapped things up, and he's ready to go and meet the entire crew out there and bring some new ideas and innovation, hopefully, with his experience and using different aggregates. Some of the things that I've pushed for in the last 5 years prior to being on the board, actually, better commodities versus, you know, a bargain. The gravel looks like pouring marbles out of a bucket and ends up in the ditch. And we've instigated a number of projects where we've rebuilt roads with granite base, and this guy's going to recognize that value, and I think he's going to bring that to the table.
Yeah, I'm excited to get Jason on board. And
we were talking about this last week or the week before about this hiring process and the excitement with the interest around this position, and great to hear that we're going to get this guy starting on the ground a little bit sooner, too. We knew he was going to hit the ground running, but a week ahead of schedule, it doesn't get much better.
Yeah, he's eager.
Yeah.
He's eager to get in there and continue the good work that the crew has been doing.
Yeah, compliment things to Brian and
yep.
and Chase and all the other foremen, and Jen in the office have just pulled together and done a great job. And that's his task, is to make sure that positive vibe stays with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be a smooth transition, too, Commissioner Weems, as Brian's kind of been handling things on the interim, if memory serves correct, and
yes.
he's going to stay in the office.
Well, he'll actually be a working manager. He'll be out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where he loves to be. And he's kind of our guru as far as rebuilding roads and pulling those ditches and that type thing. And so that's where Brian really shines, and he loves that. So we're really excited that he's going to continue on in that role.
Yeah, a couple of great resources we have here on staff with the county, Commissioner Bruns.
Absolutely.
Now, gentlemen, as we look at the agenda from yesterday, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
Taking a look at everything. Really, I mean, it was just more of an administrative day. Approved some special designated liquor permits for some events going on. Good events in the community.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage everybody to pay attention to what's going on. There's some opportunities to get out and have some good family fun. I do want to highlight something, though, that we had last week. that we neglected to mention on air last Tuesday. Last week was Crime Victims Awareness Week.
Ah, yes.
And we had a great ceremony out on the courthouse lawn.
Yeah, they were recognized nationally, actually, with the work they do. And Cindy Corporal heads that up, the victims group, and deals with violent crime here, and unfortunately we have in the community and at times. And rather than pat herself on the back, she turned around and gave plaques of appreciation to the law enforcement and the county attorney's office for their work. So that says a lot.
Great to see those individuals honored, too, that don't receive recognition nearly enough. Yeah.
And they didn't know it was coming. We attended, took quite a few photos, and posted them on social media. But, PD here, North Platte PD, and the county sheriff and the county attorney's office all were recognized by Cindy and her staff.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, great. It was fantastic.
Yeah, and they planted a nice lilac tree and some lilac bushes in the courthouse lawn.
Oh, awesome.
All those funds, so they were one of 40 agencies nationwide to be recognized. The only one in the state of Nebraska for the hard work that they're doing to advocate for victims. And the funds that came in from this grant that they received they come directly from criminals convicted of federal crimes. And it's used to promote awareness of crime victims' rights. And so, it just again, it highlights the hard work that the county attorney's office is doing and the work that law enforcement does on behalf of the people here in Lincoln County.
Absolutely. And Commissioner Bruns, want to bring up another item that's been a big conversation piece as of recent, kind of on the back burner, but can you give us the latest on the live streaming of the meetings every Monday and the process that's going on with that?
Yeah, so that was a lot of the work that was going on last week. We were fine-tuning some sound, getting all that kind of synced with the video.
Sure.
And I'm anticipating here this next week we go live.
So, oh, really?
Not 100% on that. I don't want to make any promises, but that's the goal.
We're trending that direction. Yeah, so. Awfully exciting.
We'll have to get a coffee maker in there so Jerry doesn't nod off.
He's just deep in thought, Commissioner Woodruff. Well, sometimes too deep in thought. Is that what you're telling us?
I threatened to bring a cattle prod with me so I can wake him up. He sits just to my left. So we might have to make sure he's photogenic.
Oh, have to bring somebody in for hair and makeup before live stream starts.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jerry and I both have faces made for radio, not video.
The club. Yeah. Join the club. Well, that's an exciting development. I didn't realize it was going to be coming so soon, but this is something that's been in the works for quite a while, gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've been pushing this transparency and accountability measure since really last year, and the time frame was to get it up and going early spring, and we're on track to get that done. So
good to hear.
Very excited. We've been pushing it for a while, and there's resistance to everything that you're making changes that people get accustomed to things and comfortable with it, but that transparency, as Chris says, is important. So,
and you gentlemen know better than anybody, this is a difficult meeting to attend. I mean, 9 o'clock Monday morning, it's tricky for the average working American to attend this meeting.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at the vast majority of employees throughout Lincoln County, a lot of it's shift work, and our meetings are held Monday mornings right as shift is kicking off. So very difficult for people to get in there. But I think it's important for us to have our meetings when we do. This just gives an avenue.
I would agree.
Gives an avenue for people to be able to tune in remotely, or even better, to go back and watch it at their leisure and really, experience what their local government is doing and accomplishing for them. And I'm excited.
Definitely a method of the madness to have the meetings at the beginning of the work week, Commissioner Weems. Rather that's Monday, or if there's a holiday on Monday, at Tuesday.
Yeah, it's always early. Yeah. If it's a holiday, it's Tuesday, and there's so much going on week to week, year round, that we couldn't really function and be effective, with just one meeting a month or two meetings a month.
It lasts hours.
It does. Obviously, it was a lot more streamlined when I was chairman. We get bogged down sometimes.
We're just trying to accomplish a lot more.
Ouch.
Wait a minute. George isn't here. It's not Zinger Tuesday.
Yeah, not Zinger Tuesday.
No, it does take a lot of time.
Yeah.
Not just in the building, but the things we have to follow up with.
And that's what I was going to mention. You guys sit on a variety of committees. You serve as liaisons from the county board to a variety of boards throughout the county, throughout the state sometimes too. And a lot of homework that goes into reading the agenda and preparation for the meetings, not to mention some of that other work, too. So this is one of the busiest boards throughout our great nation.
Yeah, it's really from Thursday on, for me at least, as the chairman, it's nonstop prep to get ready for Monday's meeting. And the other commissioners, they get their packets Friday midday. And I know that they're in the same boat. We're out touring different aspects of the county to get prepared for the meetings. But hopefully all that comes through the live streaming capability, and people are able to see, you know, the work that we're getting done for them.
Go back and watch at their own time, and if there's something that was relevant to them last week, 2 weeks ago, it'll still be there in the archives. So it's exciting development.
Yeah, that weekly meeting keeps the momentum going too, as far as, you know, the running narrative of if you've got a challenge that's going to be more than just one time, one dime.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are a lot more effective because we're there every week, and we kind of stay on task on some things that can get set aside sometimes for
sure.
Boards that serve once or meet once a month. I've got friends in the Sand Hills and the smaller counties, and they say, wow, you guys are busy all the time, and we have one meeting a month, and sometimes they're looking for something to talk about, but we don't have that problem.
That'd be nice sometimes, but
we don't have that problem.
Commissioner Weems, Commissioner Bruns, anything else you guys like to bring up this morning?
No, just appreciate the time to come in here and chat and let everybody know what we're getting done.
Absolutely. And if folks want to get in contact with you as their county elected officials, how can they do so, gentlemen?
So I encourage everybody on our county website, you can visit that, click on the Commissioners tab, and click on the names of the commissioners. You can get a hyperlink right to our email addresses. Again, I give out my cell phone. That number is 308-660-6049. And I've actually received quite a few calls this week from our conversation last week.
Hey, good.
Talking
good.
About the
roads, power of radio, so. Commissioner Weems. Yeah.
There you go. Mine is 520-7777.
And Commissioner Weems' information on the county website as well, like
yes.
Mr. Bruns had mentioned. So.
Correct.
Gentlemen, appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday.
Thank you.